The Steve Cochran Show.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot who sees people of color only as votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future. She's going to do nothing for African Americans. She's going to do nothing for the Hispanics. She's only going to take care of herself, her husband, her consultants, her donors. These are the people she cares about. She doesn't care what her policies have done to your communities.
That's the Donald. That was yesterday. You know, what did we say? Well, we've said this every single day. Just when you think it can't get crazier, the name calling can't get worse. It does.
It does.
Hillary Clinton now being called a bigot by Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We're joined this time every week by our good friend, Chuck Todd from Meet the Press. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Do you ever just run out of words? Do you ever just do a shake your head moment and think, okay, 73 more days till this election?
Every day that I
wake
up. It is.
All right, what's your
This is a campaign that I do every morning. I pull the covers back over my head.
Oh, we do too. That's fun. We should all do it together. Yeah. Have a big sleepover and do the same thing.
Exactly.
Pajama party and popcorn. All right, so what do you make of this latest brouhaha?
Well, I mean, you know, Trump throwing that out. I think he was wasting his time going into Jackson, Mississippi. This is not how you reach out. This is not how you make an effort. He's missed out on every single, he has been invited to by every single major African-American and Hispanic organization, some that are very center-right, and he has declined every single invitation. U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the National Urban League, places that every single Republican nominee has spoken to in the modern era. So to do this in Mississippi just seems it was totally, you know, just an attempt to, I guess, get a soundbite out there and check a box. But the bigger news is Trump flip-flopping on immigration. I think that is testing, you know, the only reason he's a Republican nominee is that he took a hardline stance on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got him traction. And Ann Coulter, who is a big Trump supporter, is beating the heck out of him for this.
Sure.
It's going to be interesting to see how many of his diehard supporters, like Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, people like that, who have been with him just on the immigration issue, whether they stick by him on this one.
Are you hearing any response from voters on that? I mean, because, again, I was going to ask you that, too. That was his stance. Hardcore Republicans saying, yes, we want immigration reform, many in favor of the so-called Trump wall. What is the response from voters so far? Are they happy that he's flip-flopping on this? Or do you think this maybe could be a move to gain some voters on the other side?
I think it's too early to tell. I think this needs to sink in. I think it's too early to see how this is going to resonate and all that. I think, but it is, you know, you would say on one hand, well, this would be a standard thing to do. You run right in the primaries, you run center, you know, but on this issue, which is the single issue that essentially got him traction, I think he's playing with fire.
All right, let me ask you this, too. Donald Trump hammering his Home is America First slogan on Wednesday by presenting the presidential election as a chance for voters to redeclare American independence. To that end, he's enlisting the help of Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Any impact, any effect, does anyone care? Do people know who Nigel Farage is?
Cares. I don't think people know who Nigel Farage is. I mean, look, this is the imprint of Steve Bannon. The former Breitbart guy who is now running the campaign. This is, you know, he believes that this nationalist message is what is the future of, is a future political movement. And I think Farage is a reminder that at least Bannon, and maybe Trump will view this too, that this losing isn't a big deal to Trump and Bannon as long as they create and fertilize this political movement.
A firestorm?
For long-term nationalist political movement.
Meantime, Chuck, Hillary Clinton's focus right now on fundraising and with a pretty good deal of success?
Sure, but they're not, you know, the Clinton Foundation stuff's a total mess. And I the way this was, there's one time, you know, sometimes you see a campaign mess something up and you think, well, geez, it just hit them over the last 2 weeks. You know, they're responding in real time. They knew this foundation stuff was going to be a problem for 10 years. I mean, Obama basically ran against them. When Obama, when President Obama wanted Hillary Clinton to be Secretary of State, his top advisors were absolutely pulling their hair out over the Clinton Foundation. And they had to, you know, worried about the potential conflicts of interest that it presented. These were Democrats worried about this with Hillary Clinton. This is not a new issue. His chief, you know, people that she hired on the campaign early on kept telling her, you need to do something about this early. You don't want to look like you're being reactive in the moment, too late in the campaign. Well, lo and behold, they look like they're reacting too late in the campaign, and they look like they have something to hide.
All right, so Trump continues to hammer away at the Clinton Foundation. Of course, they maintain it's a charitable organization, which it is, which has raised millions of dollars for causes overseas. But have they done a good enough job in separating themselves from that?
No, and I think that's what they – look, it is something Dick Lugar, former senator from Indiana, and John Kerry, when he was on the Foreign Relations Committee, both said it doesn't matter that the Clinton Foundation says, you know, they don't do any extra favors for donors and this like that. It's donors, many of them believe it is a way in Clinton world, that if you want access to her – you want to be a good foundation donor and all this. And so just the illusion of that sitting out there creates the potential for conflict. Why they didn't have a plan ready 3 years ago to have the Gates Foundation run the Clinton Foundation for a while, or, you know, something like that.
Sure.
But, you know, I can tell you this. There are plenty of people in Clinton's campaign that are advising her to do these things. This is coming from Bill and Hillary. Everybody in that campaign, not named Clinton, knows what they should be doing with the foundation, but this is a candidate-driven decision.
Yeah, they're certainly not making it any easier for Hillary Clinton and her campaign.
Nope.
Chuck, thank you. As always, meet the press on Sundays. You want to preview the show?
We're finally back.
Yes.
The Olympics.
Woo!
That's right. So we'll be doing our own marathon.
All right, good. No offense to the Olympics.
Still working on it.
We're glad you're back, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks,
he's the best. There's nobody better. Chuck Todd.